Okay, first and foremost, bows of great gratitude for you and your generous teachings. If I remember correctly, you said with practice what can be realized is not so much the abandonment of the self, but the misperception of a self, given there has never been a self to be abandoned, correct? Thank you so much again. Yeah, absolutely. We don't have to abandon the self because... Yeah, it isn't. It was never there to begin with. We've only assumed it into existence and believed it and attached to it. So that the and that's very explicit in the language, pointing to the say upadana or grasping or clinging. So that the four different forms of clinging, kama upadana, so clinging to sensuality, ditta upadana, clinging to views, silabhata upadana, clinging to precepts and practices, and then attavada upadana is a clinging to the assumption of self. Atta Vada upadana. So the vada is sort of the assumption or belief in self. So that's the nature of we assume self in different things. Particularly, so generally the 20 bases of self. So assuming form, they're taking the five khandhas, assuming form to be self, self to be possessing form, form to be in self, self to be in form, and then with form, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness, or the 20 sort of assumptions of basis of the assumption of self, but it is a assumption, it's helpful to be reflecting on that because it seems so solid. It's also explicit in another stock phrase in the suttas. It's ahankara mamankara mananusaya. So anusaya are the underlying tendencies. Ahang is I, mamang is mind, and kara is making. The eye-making, the mind-making, the underlying tendencies to conceit. So it's these are the deep roots of suffering. But it's that we have to make the eye in order it's not that it's self-existent. We make it. We create it. Of course, it's the ultimate Frankenstein. It's patched together with all anything, any odd bits here and there.